Morning News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Queen City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for mostly sunny skies with a high of 52. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Sisney and Edwards County FFA had a successful Section 23 FFA Public Speaking Leadership Development event last night at ECHS. Sisney's Noah Atwood finished in second place in Varsity Extemporaneous Speaking, Kevin Hyder first place in JV Extemporaneous Speaking, Isabella Klein fourth place in Varsity Prepared Speaking, and Alex Miller eighth place in Creed Speaking. Edwards County's Michaela Reynolds placed fourth in Creed Speaking. The Sisney FFA Varsity Quiz Bowl team finished in first place at the Section 23 Quiz Bowl held at Albion last night. 11 schools participated, and Sisney's team consisted of Atwood, Hyder, Klein, Miller, Tisha Hurl, and Riley Beckel. More news next.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. One year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive. We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. And so far, we've been able to help more than 100,000 people. Ready to join them? With our money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Get 30% off when you go to eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
Wabash General Hospital's Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic has moved to 209 Northwest 11th Street in Fairfield, but our team of experienced providers is still right here in the community. Our comprehensive orthopedic services have you covered from the time of injury or diagnosis and throughout the treatment and rehabilitation process. Plus, with radiology services done on site, you can receive complete, trusted care right here in your community. Care you can trust in the place you call home. Schedule an appointment today, 618-842-4180.
In other news, Frontier Community College recently awarded the Clements Elizabeth Cox Scholarship to Emily Witt and Jessica Reinbold, who are on track to complete their associate's degrees in nursing this May. The semi-annual scholarship awards $500 to second-level nursing students, and it's funded by the Jerry L. Cox Foundation Trust, established in 2018. Since 2009, a total of $25,500 in scholarship funds has been awarded to 51 nursing students, and anyone wishing to contribute to the scholarship can contact FCC Coordinator of Financial Aid Justin Young at 842-3711. Additionally, a one-time $500 Mary L. Sandy Crawford Scholarship was recently presented by her daughter Gina Lamond to Reinbold. Kayla Owen and Jalen Lieb, two other nursing students, were awarded the semi-annual Vicki Lemons Memorial Scholarship for the spring 2021 semester. Fairfield Community High School reminds people of its ticketing procedure for home football games this spring, including the first home game, homecoming, and senior day contest this Saturday against Hamilton County. Senior players, cheerleaders, and band members will receive 4 tickets to distribute, juniors and sophomores 3, and freshmen 2. Any other FCHS student wanting a ticket will be able to get one at a designated time during the school week, and any remaining tickets will go on sale at a designated time before the start of the game on game day. Tickets will be limited to 2 per fan, and the $3 payment will be accepted on game day. The East ticket window will be for those who have a ticket prior to sale, and the West ticket window will be for tickets purchased on game day. No one will enter without a ticket. Fans may sit in the bleachers and end zones, but they will not be able to enter early to place chairs or blankets. Such items will be removed before the game. Tailgating will be allowed on the practice field, weather permitting, and limited prepackaged concessions will be available. People will be required to wear a mask in the facility unless they have a documented physical condition, and social distancing should be maintained as much as possible. The Wabash County Health Department says it will hold a Moderna COVID-19 vaccination clinic tomorrow at the Albion House of Prayer. People can call 263-3873 to schedule an appointment. The department will hold a Johnson & Johnson clinic on Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. at its office in Mount Carmel, and people can also call for an appointment for that clinic. The vaccinations are open to anyone 18 and older who lives or works in Illinois. The Jefferson County Health Department says it has Johnson & Johnson appointments available this week for anyone 18 and older living or working in Jefferson County. People can call 244-7134 to schedule an appointment there. No new cases of COVID-19 were announced in Edwards, Wabash, or Hamilton counties yesterday. Wayne County did not release an update, though the state report did indicate a male in his 70s in the county had passed away due to COVID. White County added one case and sat at 1,748. The State Department of Public Health announced 2,404 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 17 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 1,241,993 cases and 21,273 deaths. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate for March 23rd through the 29th was 3.4%. The southern region had a rate of 1.4% on the 27th, up from 1.3% on the 26th. Kincaid's in Fairfield will hold a bake sale event this Saturday for Julie McGill. Kincaid says McGill works in its home decor department and is undergoing treatment for colon cancer. In addition to baked goods, Jim Garrett will provide music, Janet Kent will have art for sale, people will be able to purchase Jules Aid bracelets, and there will be a $5 raffle for a chainsaw. Brad Beaver with the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Bureau of Environmental Programs says it's time for pesticide applicators and operators to renew their licenses.
We're offering small capacity in-person testing sessions so people can go to the department's website, sorted by city, and find out where the closest in-person testing session to them is. But we also have an online system it's a fully proctored system. We've had about 7,000 people that have gone through that online system and taken their exam online. There's a proctoring service that actually live proctors those exams. So we're doing those across the state for the in-person, but the online exams have given people an opportunity to take exams at any time, whether it's 3 o'clock in the morning or it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. There's a proctor available to sign up for that online exam to be able to meet the requirements for their pesticide applicator operator testing requirements.
Again, information is available on the IDOA website. Illinois Republican leaders are pushing for an independent commission to draw the state's legislative districts. Kim Howard reports.
GOP members want a commission, with members appointed by the state Supreme Court, to come up with new political boundaries, instead of lawmakers drawing maps that potentially benefit one party over the other. Senator Jason Berrickman of Bloomington says this is what the public wants.
Millions of Illinois voters believe that any maps drawn by lawmakers are going to fulfill solely their self-interest and their political purpose. Voters do not want lawmakers drawing their maps. They do not want lawmakers picking their voters.
The state Senate has been holding hearings around the state, asking for the public's input on where political boundaries should be drawn. Under the bill, 16 commission members would be selected to take on the process, representing the racial, gender, and ethnic demographics of Illinois. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Illinois Department of Natural Resources has launched a new website to help the public with conservation efforts. DNR spokesperson Rachel Torbert says the site features guidance for private landowners, developers, home gardeners, and construction companies about how to best preserve natural habitats.
It's for anybody who wants to just maybe fix something up in the backyard to a big-time developer who is working on an apartment complex and wants to make sure they are maintaining and folding in some conservation aspects. It provides a lot of great information about how to work around native species or even endangered species and how to implement things like pollinator gardens or pollinator habitats to projects that are ongoing.
The website is cicada-idnr.org. Today's crude oil price is $53.50. That's down $1 from yesterday. The May crude oil price is $60.81. And the guest today on the Community Connection will be 4th Ward Alderman candidate Ed Prince. Community Connection airs at 7:30 on AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Morning Coffee will feature Mark Turner, Jeremy Smith, and Ken Odie. Morning Coffee is between 8 and 9 a.m. on 104.9 weekdays. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hustleton at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research shows that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John Hustleton or Daniel Fopay at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 76-year-old Flora resident Francis K. Kitley died on Tuesday. Kay Kitley is survived by her husband Bill, children Kent, Deanna, and Jenny, six grandchildren, one sister, two aunts, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Kay Kitley will be held at 10 a.m. on Saturday at Frankenbright Funeral Home in Flora. Visitation will be on Friday from 5 to 8 o'clock, and interment will be in Neff Cemetery. 96-year-old Fairfield resident Dorothy Lane died on Saturday. Dorothy Lane is survived by one daughter, two grandchildren, and five great-grandchildren. Services for Dorothy Lane will be held at 11 o'clock this morning at Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be in Sisney Cemetery. 78-year-old Fairfield resident Sharon A. Dove died on Sunday. Sharon Dove is survived by special caregivers Teresa and Rob Robinson and an adopted grandson. Services for Sharon Dove will be held at 10 o'clock this morning at Mount Zion Farnsworth Cemetery. Nails Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 81-year-old Carmi resident Jean Sneed died on Thursday. Jean Sneed is survived by children Joyce and Daryl, one granddaughter, one great-grandson, and siblings Evelyn, Edna, and Skip. Jean Sneed was buried in Old Springer Cemetery. Stendebach Family Funeral Home was in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW weather forecast calls for mostly sunny skies with a high of 52. We'll have a full forecast, along with current temperatures, after sports. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if your surgeon could move his hands with the precision of a robot? What if his eyes could see with the power of a three-dimensional microscope? What if you could have surgery with less pain and a shorter recovery? With Asbury & Associates, you can. By using the Da Vinci robot, Dr. David Asbury has helped redefine the science of surgery.
Dr. Asbury, the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area, with five offices to serve you. 618-244-4800.
Families trust and call on Frankenbright Funeral Home during difficult times because of our experience, our compassion, and our commitment to serving with integrity and attention to detail. For over 80 years, the families of Frankenbright Funeral Home have been part of the community. When deciding to make funeral arrangements in advance, you can be assured that we are here for you today and will be here tomorrow to carry out your wishes. Frankenbright Funeral Home cares about making a difficult time a little easier for you and your family.
It's time for a Wednesday check of sports. FCHS is ranked 10th in the latest Illinois Coaches Class 3A football poll. Other Southern Illinois schools in the poll include Breeze Modern Day at number 5, Benton at number 11, DuCoin at 12, and Mount Carmel at number 13. Williamsville remains number 1. High school volleyball last night, Centralia Christ Our Rock Lutheran defeats Sisney 25-21, 22-25, 29-27. In the JV match, it was CORL winning 2-1. Elsewhere, Woodlawn over Weber 2-0. NCOE defeats Marion 2-0. And Johnston City gets by El Dorado 2-0. Junior high girls basketball, it was Sisney over Center Street 22-13. Center Street won the JV game 21-13. Alney St. Joe defeats Jasper 23-16. St. Joe won the JV game, and Edwards County wins over New Hope 51-22. In the JV game, it was Edwards County over New Hope 44-14. In the NCAA tournament, Gonzaga and UCLA are filling the last two spots in the Final Four. Top seed Gonzaga torched USC 85-66, and UCLA upset top seeded Michigan 51-49 in the Elite Eight at Indianapolis last night. Gonzaga will face UCLA, and Baylor will battle Houston in the Final Four on Saturday. NHL action from last night, Blackhawks over the Hurricanes 2-1. Major League Baseball spring training, Rockies beat the White Sox 2-1. You can check out the complete scoreboard at our website, WFIWradio.com. Fairfield Summer Baseball Association signups are going on now through April 10th. Registration forms are available at Rush Appliance at 118 West Main, or you can fill out or print the form in the Fairfield Baseball Association Facebook page. The NFL is adding a 17th regular season game this year. League owners approved the measure yesterday. Players agreed to the additional game as part of the 2020 collective bargaining agreement. The preseason will now be 3 games, and the Super Bowl will be pushed back a week. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, meanwhile, is ready to welcome back fans in full around the league. He told reporters yesterday that football is simply not the same without fans, and they expect to have full stadiums in 2021. Most would still require approval from local government and health officials. On the schedule today in junior high girls basketball, Edwards County hosts Olney. In the NBA, the Bulls in Phoenix, the Pacers host Miami, Trailblazers at the Pistons, Mavericks at the Celtics, Jazz at the Grizzlies, Knicks at the Timberwolves, Raptors at the Thunder, Kings at the Spurs, Bucks at the Lakers. NHL action tonight, the Flyers at the Sabres, Maple Leafs at the Jets, Coyotes at the Avalanche, Kings at the Golden Knights, Flames at the Canucks, and the Wild at the Sharks. And the Cardinals are in Cincinnati to face the Reds on opening day tomorrow in Major League Baseball. Jack Flaherty takes the mound for the Cardinals against Cincinnati's Luis Castillo. The last time the two teams met on opening day was 2014. As in the past, WOKZ 105.9 is your home for Cardinals baseball this summer. That is a Wednesday check of sports. Here's your Classic Hits Fairfield area weather forecast. Sunshine today, maybe a scattered afternoon shower or two with a high 52. Clear tonight, low 28. For tomorrow, sunshine, high 43. Sunshine on Friday with the high 50. For Saturday, sunshine with the high 63. And for Sunday, sunshine, high of 70. Overnight low 43, yesterday's high was 73. Currently, humidity at 48%, winds from the northwest at 7 miles an hour, and the pressure at 30.21. Right now, partly sunny skies and 43 here at the WFIW studios east of Fairfield.